Have you heard of Dry January? I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. In January 2011, Emily Robinson stopped drinking alcohol so she could train more effectively for a half marathon. She lost weight, slept better, and had more energy. Millions have followed in her footsteps. In fact, Dry January has given birth to Dry February and Sober October. The benefits of giving up alcohol are numerous. I want to focus on the financial aspect. Casey Davidson stopped drinking in 2016. The first month, she saved $500. In 8 years, she estimates saving more than $48,000. In addition to saving money, reckless and impulsive spending is reduced. Plus, health-related expenses are lower when consumption drops. Success in quitting alcohol, even for just a month, can be attained in several steps. First, plan ahead. Find a healthy substitute for your drink of choice and alcohol-free places to socialize. Recruit a friend or small group for the accountability and encouragement. Minimize the opportunities to drink and remove all alcohol from your home. Decide how you'll refuse a drink if offered one. Finally, set a financial goal because you'll have extra funds in your bank account. Many don't realize how much a drink, a bottle, or a case adds up day after day, month after month. We're stewards of our bodies, our families, and the money God provides. This challenge helps you realize that responsibility. Ask God to intervene as you trust Him for strength, motivation, and self-control. And if you're struggling with credit card debt, Christian credit counselors are the best. They can create a debt management plan just for you. For more information, visit online at crown.org/CCC. crown.org/CCC.